We have a couple of stories on your health for this Monday morning. In a moment, we'll hear about a new treatment for severe heartburn that is changing some people's lives. First, we'll hear about an experimental drug for multiple sclerosis. That drug has its origins in an intriguing observation that women with MS tend to have fewer symptoms during pregnancy. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
Multiple sclerosis usually strikes people in their 20s or 30s. Melissa Sherrick-Glasser was only 15 when the first symptoms appeared. She was about to take a bath.
I put my hand in the water to feel the temperature, and it was cold. And I thought, that's strange. And so then I put my other hand in, and it was burning hot. And I thought, okay, something's wrong.
An MRI scan showed that Glasser had MS. It's a neurological disease that can cause everything from odd sensations to muscle weakness to trouble thinking. But Glasser didn't let the disease slow her down much.
I was a cheerleader, and I was very active. And so I, for some reason, always got symptoms on Fridays before games. And in my uniform, my mom would take me to the neurologist. He'd say, okay, just be careful. I would leave and go right to the game and cheer.
Glasser went to college and to graduate school and got married. Along the way, she had a series of relapses. They caused temporary episodes of blindness, vertigo, and difficulty walking. Then, when Glasser was in her mid-20s, she got pregnant. And one day, during an episode of morning sickness, she realized something.
I was complaining, and I felt green, and I felt so horrible with all the pregnancy hormones, and I had a laugh. And everyone's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, this is my problem. Like, it's not I can't walk. It's not I can't see. It's that I feel nauseous.
Glasser's MS symptoms had disappeared, as they would during each of her four pregnancies. Neurologists often hear stories like that, and pregnancy's effect on MS was confirmed by a large scientific study in 1998. By that time, Glasser's doctors at the University of California, Los Angeles, were trying to figure out what was protecting women like her. Rhonda Voskal, a neurologist, says this research was inspired by the things that Glasser and other pregnant women with MS had been reporting for years.
I saw it as a gift, almost a hint, that there's something that is very important that's happening during pregnancy. And so if we could just figure it out, we would have an inroad to a major discovery.
Multiple sclerosis appears to cause the body's own immune system to attack the myelin sheath covering nerve fibers. The body seems to mistake myelin for a foreign substance. But Voskal says during pregnancy, a woman's immune system changes.
Pregnancy involves a fetus which has half of the father's proteins on it, so it's half foreign. In order not to reject that half foreign fetus, the mother's immune system shifts.
Voskal figured that whatever was causing that shift was also protecting the nerve fibers. She was especially interested in a form of estrogen called estriol, which is only present in large quantities during pregnancy. Voskal gave estriol to mice with MS and waited to see whether it would help them.
And indeed it did, and indeed it was very dramatic. So the mice were not paralyzed, they were walking around fine, and it was just a dramatic reduction in their disease.
Doses of estriol even worked in male mice, and Voskal was pretty sure the treatment would work in people. But it took more than a decade to find out. Drug companies weren't interested because estriol isn't a patented chemical. So Voskal turned to the National Institutes of Health, the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, and foundations, including one set up by the family of Melissa Sherrick-Glasser. Ultimately, Voskal raised millions of dollars and was able to conduct a 2-year trial of estriol in 158 women. All of the women took an MS drug called Copaxone. Half of them also got estriol. Voskal says adding the pregnancy hormone made a big difference.
Within only 1 year of treatment, we saw a 47% reduction in relapses, which is quite remarkable.
Voskal presented that finding at a scientific meeting just a few weeks ago. And now she's working with the FDA to design a much larger trial that could eventually allow estriol to be marketed to people with MS. In the meantime, Glasser, who is 41 now, says she appreciates what Voskal has accomplished.
It was really actually amazing to watch her get the results that she got. She works so hard for people with this disease.
Glasser says she hopes to be one of the first MS patients in the U.S. to get a prescription for estriol. John Hamilton, NPR News.